Yo, 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 it's your girl, Candace Holyfield Parker, Six Figure Spot Chick, coming to you with another episode of Ugly Side of Entrepreneurship. We are still live in Dubai. Today, I have a special guest, my boss bestie, my best friend, the one and only Jenny Graham, but we call her Jay Chic, so you can call her Jay Chic too. That's what she like to tell the people, right? And we want to talk today about ugly things that happen to her in business, bad things that happen to her in business to save you the time, energy, effort, and money so you do not have to go through the things that she has went through. So Jay Chic, I think a lot of people know you, but just for the people who don't know the one and only Jenny Graham, go and drop the bio for the people.
Well, first of all, Candace, thank you so much for having me. So honored to be sitting amongst the greats, okay? So for those that don't know, my name is Jenny J. Chic Graham. I am the one and only brand style curator at the J. Chic Lifestyle brand. Pretty simply, I'm your clear premier choice when it comes to four pillars that are imperative for a brand that makes the profits. That is your branding, your content, your funding, and your marketing. I am your go-to when you want to bring those to all the elevated heights that you deserve. 10 years in business on paper, 12 years total, 15 years in the business industry, and 20 years in corporate America has the person that's sitting here right next to you today.
Wow. So y'all can tell she a beast by that bio, right? 20 years corporate. Bah, 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 bah. Don't play with Jenny Graham, okay? So, Jenny, first thing first, can you tell us something bad that happened to you in business or, you know, something ugly that happened to you in business? Because, you know, the world that we're living in today, you know, we only see the glory. You know, people don't often share the bad things or the ugly days. So, what's the worst ugly thing that happened to you in business or the worst thing that happened to you bad in business?
So to answer that question, there are quite a few, but to answer that question, when we say the worst, I'm going to say that I almost lost my mind. I lost all of my money and I could not find myself.
Wow.
Those things all happened in the span of the same period of time.
What year was that?
This was 2 years ago. This was 2020, right after COVID really started. And the way that I almost lost my mind was trying to stay afloat when we're in the middle of a global pandemic took me almost out of here. Mm-hmm. I poured everything that I had into my brand and I neglected myself. I neglected my self-care. I neglected taking the time to really have my systems and processes and everything set up. So that's how I almost lost my mind. The way that I lost almost all my money is going back to that, pouring it all into my business, but then at the same time, not being smart with the things that I was spending on. I was spending and not investing. So if anybody is listening to me, definitely remember that it's important to invest and not to spend. The way that I almost lost my life during that time is I did suffer COVID and I almost died. I was in the hospital for a very long time. So add in the mental illness, the physical illness, and the business illness, and I'm barely even sitting here able to talk to you today.
Wow. And you shared a post, I want to say it was on Facebook, and I never even knew it. You shared a post, and you was in a hospital bed. This when you was going through COVID, and you just it was your COVID anniversary date, and you just shared this post, and you was saying how when you left the hospital and you was driving home, how you put your head out the window and it was just a privilege to just be able to breathe, you know? And I was like, oh, because we know everybody, I had COVID. We know a lot of people had COVID. We know a lot of people died from COVID. Mm-hmm. And we just never talked that deep about, you know, you having COVID. And so when you put that story on Facebook, I was like, wow, like, you know, that was traumatic. Mm-hmm. And when you say you sticking your head, you know how we see a dog, you know, mm-hmm. out the window.
That's how I was, girl.
No, but that's immediately what came to my head, because you was like, you know, I was just driving down the street with my head out the window, just blessed that I'm able to breathe on my own without a machine, and I was on my way home. So I'm sure a lot of people that are listening, I'm sure COVID traumatically affected them in some way or another. So anybody who lost anyone from COVID. We want to give a moment of silence to just respect those that died, those of you who lost family members from COVID. So let's give a moment of silence for that. Now, Jenny Graham. So from you having COVID, almost losing your mind, almost losing your business, losing your money, how did you bounce back from all of that? Because that's a lot to lose, especially when we get to talking about mental and not just money. So how did you recover from that? Because I feel like people that are listening, it might not be COVID, but they could be in a place where they have lost their mind, where they losing money. They can't think, and they are on the brink as well of losing their business. So how did you overcome that so we can help some people who are listening who may be going through the same situation?
So one of the main things that helped me was going back to the source and going back to the root and finding out what were the things that I did in the wrong way. So when I first started my business, I didn't have systems set up. I didn't have processes set up. I didn't have wise counsel. I didn't have people that I can go to and say, hey, how do I do this? How do I do that? Should I do this and should I do that? One of the main things that did save my business was investing in my personal development. In doing that, investing in my personal development, I have coaches, I have mentors. I'm always reading. I'm always going somewhere and doing something and finding something out, going to events. We're here in Dubai, personal development. A big thing is to find out what is going wrong. Sit down, write it out, figure it out. I'm not doing this right. I should be doing this. Invest in your personal development. Do not ever neglect your self-care, because we can pour from that cup. And when that cup is empty, it's nothing left to give. Those people are going to go and start drinking somewhere else. When you empty your cup, they're not waiting on you to fill it back up. They're looking for another cup to not drink from, but to gulp from and to take it all down. So invest in your self-care, invest in your personal development. And when it came to losing the money, don't think of what you spend as an investment. A lot of times when you think of coaching or consulting or mentoring or going on trips, you're going on a flight, you booking a hotel, you taking time away from your family. Oh, what does it cost? About 10 years ago, I stopped asking what things cost, and I asked what was the investment. Once you figure out what the investment is, then you figure out what your return on investment is, put your all into it. As far as the mind, mental health. Everybody get a therapist. I don't care who you are.
And I want to bring up a point. I want to make sure it doesn't go over people's head because it's super important. And you said when all these things happened, how you got back to yourself. You first said, hey, what did I do wrong? And so I know for me, I know for other people, when things go wrong, we look for somebody to blame. So you're saying that instead of you looking for somebody to blame, you say, hey, what did I do in this situation for these things to happen? So I want to make sure people who are listening really take heed to that, because we always want to blame it on somebody else. We want to blame it on the devil. We want to be like, God, what's going on? And we never take accountability for what we did to be in a situation that we are in. So I think that's super big for anybody that is listening. And then I love how you said personal development. So can you tell them some things that you did for personal development? You saying, I'm always reading books. I got coaches. So, if you want to get on maybe some books you read or... And another thing, too, how long did it take you to get back to your old self after all of this happened?
Well, one thing that I like to tell people, a lot of people say, I'm going to make a 360 degree change, but you don't want to make a 360. You want to do 180. So I'm still not the person that I was, but I became better. How long did it take me? It probably took me about a year or so. One thing I will tell you about getting back to yourself is to get up. It's very easy. Depression is a sickness. Depression is an illness, just like having high blood pressure, just like having diabetes, anxiety. Those are illnesses. So just get up. Even if it's so simple as getting up, putting on something and going to your mailbox. Make those little small steps in order to get back to yourself. You've got to get out of the bed. You've got to get out of your mind, and you've got to get out of the company of the people that mean you no good. You got to tap. So personal development, reading, one of my favorite books. I love $100 Million Offers. I also love all of RJ Richmond books. Shout out to RJ Richmond, hometown. Yes, Memphis, Tennessee. I also love All Should Be Millionaires. I love that book. I love
By Rachel Rogers.
I love Stephen Covey has a lot of books that are very good. You can just type his name in and he pops up a bunch of books that are good for self-development. And another thing that I would say is journaling. We hold these things on the inside because we feel we can't tell anybody. They're going to judge us. They're not going to understand. But journaling and getting that out on paper, writing it down, and planning. Please plan. Stop being fly by night with your business. Decide what you want to do, not what you want to make, because it's not what I said, but what you want to do, who you want to impact. I don't write a to-do list. I write a to-be list. What do I want to be today? I want to be a better mother. I want to be a better sister. I want to be a better friend. I want to be a better business owner. So when you take those things, it makes you see that not only is it just me, but it's some other people that I can impact. I like to tell people, if I can change one person's life, they're going to change their family's life. When they change their family's life, the communities change. When the communities change, the world changes. So just by changing one person's life, I can impact the world. And that's the quest that I'm on to elevate the global communities.
I love it. Can't y'all tell why she the one and only Jay She? Can I just hope y'all feeling the vibes. I just, ooh, honey, I'm feeling it over here. So I want to, I know you said that happened 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So is there anything that you want to tell the audience that happened bad or ugly to you in business this year in 2022?
Okay. Something that happened bad in business this year is I was paying someone to do my business taxes. Little people know I did taxes for over 10 years, personal taxes. But I was paying somebody to do all of my business taxes, take care of everything. I was just sending it to them. You get it done. Well, they were not doing what they were supposed to be doing. And one day I woke up to a garnishment of my operating account of $30,000 from the IRS. It was one of the lowest points because it wasn't the $30,000 that I had to my name, but it was my operating account. It's how I pay my team. It's how I pay my bills. It's how I pay my business. It's how I do my personal development. And so waking up to that account being actually in the negative because the operating account, they took everything out of there. That was something that happened. And bouncing back from that, I had to reevaluate some things. Hey, I know I can pull it from here and put it in here, but no, let me actually simplify my life. And, you know, even the Bible talks about that, having a simple eye and simplifying your life. So I was able to bounce back from that by investing in the things that were going to bring me money to get that $30,000 over and over and over again. So keep a track of your taxes. Get you some people that actually know what they're doing. And if it does something that does happen, put a plan in place. Okay, I need $30,000 within the next week. This is what I'm going to do. This is how many people I got to talk to. This is the percentage of people I got to close. This is the amount of people I have to do. And so when I did that, I was able to overcome that and not allow it to take me back to that dark space that I was in before when I lost a lot of money and almost lost my business.
Wow. Also, if anybody is listening and you need help with your taxes or bookkeeping, we highly recommend The Money Counsel on Instagram. Her page is THE Money Counsel. She's super amazing. And that's what we recommend if you guys do need help with your taxes. So, Jenny, let's do some trivia. So, first thing first, if you could go in business with anybody, I'm going to give you some names. And these are going to be your business partners. Okay? And you tell me which one you will pick and why you will pick that person. Okay. So, number one would be Oprah. Because, you know, she big Oprah, right? Mm-hmm. And then number two would be Beyonce. So who would you choose as a business partner to open up a business with, Oprah or Beyonce?
All right. So I would definitely choose Oprah. The reason I would choose Oprah is she took one thing and she turned it into a conglomerate, not an empire, but a conglomerate. She actually started late in life as well, which is something that's motivational to me because at the time of this recording, I'm 40. She started late in life, but she was a talk show host. She then took that talk show. She has her own network. She has her own magazine. And she unapologetically does exactly what she wants to do because she owns it. She doesn't have to say, hey, can I get a feature on, no shout out, I mean, no shade to anybody, but can I get this feature on Netflix? I want you to pay me XYZ. No, they're asking to be on their own network.
Right.
You know, not only
that's
does
powerful.
She, yeah, and that's powerful to me because she owns everything. There's nothing that she does that she does not have ownership in, and then she turned around and brought others along. So all of the shows that are on there is all this Black excellence. Her magazine has been going, I don't know how long. Oprah's gift wish list. People want to be on there. She's telling you, go buy this for somebody else. You want that type of influence to where no matter what you do, number one, you own it all. Number two, you're influencing people in the right way. And there's nothing that they can take from you because even OWN says own, and it's the Oprah Winfrey Network. Right. So if I had to do business with anybody as a partner, it would be her. Oprah, if you hear this, I'm ready, girl.
Y'all, get the tag in Oprah. Yes. Get the tag in Oprah. All right? And then our last question, if you could have a billboard, what would you like for it to say?
So I will have a billboard here in Dubai. I've already taken a video of it. I have already manifested it that it is going to be mine. And it's going to say level up in luxury and succeed in style, which is the tagline of one of my brands. What that means is what you do when you level up. Don't just level up. Level up in luxury. Don't just succeed. Succeed in style. Look good while you're doing what you're doing. And level up to where people don't feel like they can't reach you, but it's somewhere that they want to go.
Wow, that's big. So last thing, anybody who's listening, do you have anything coming up? Anything you want to share? And also, we want to make sure they know how they can reach you.
Well, it's a lot of things coming up. In order to stay abreast of everything that we have, you all can find me anywhere that there is an internet connection. Google J Chic Lifestyle, which is J-C-H-I-C Lifestyle. I'm all over everywhere. Mind you, highly rated on Google with all 5 stars. But you can find me on all social media as well at J Chic Lifestyle. I got a freebie for you. If you text the word brand boss, BrandBoss, all one word, text that to 31996. I am going to send you a free brand guide, and it's also going to allow you to keep abreast of everything that we have going on. If I had anything to give you, anything to tell you about what you need to do and how you need to connect with me, I'm just somebody that you need in your life. I'm going to do nothing but elevate you to heights that you never even thought imaginable, and you can find me anywhere at J Chic Lifestyle, and it will behoove you to do so because I'm just only going to make your life better.
Wow. Anybody who's listening, I just really want y'all to be this confident. Do y'all hear how Jenny is talking? Mind you, everybody, we have a live audience here in the room in Dubai, and I just want everybody to be this confident. And when it's your turn to talk about who you are and about your business, talk about it with such confidence. That was very powerful, Jenny. So I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank everybody who tuned in to another episode of Ugly Side of Entrepreneurship with your girl, Candace Holyfield Parker, 6-figure spot chick. Stay tuned. Share this podcast with a friend, and we will see you next time.